At this point, I want to make it clear that I still prescribe drugs. It's not that I've stopped, but I look at them very much differently now than I used to. I try and use them like silver bullets to knock out only the most serious of diseases or symptoms. And I ask the question again to you, and I always ask it to me before I prescribe, why would anyone use a drug when a food could do the same thing? Okay, now let's talk a bit about heart disease and stroke. In most lists of diseases, these are the number one medical killers. 52% of North Americans, for example, are going to die of one or the other. Atherosclerosis is the disease process where cholesterol-filled plaques build up in the walls of arteries, and they eventually narrow them or block them, and that causes heart attacks and strokes. The very first step in this disease process of atherosclerosis is the damage, or we could call it the oxidation, of cholesterol-carrying molecules called LDL. Now, that's the low-density lipoprotein, or the well-known bad cholesterol. When this cholesterol is damaged or oxidized by free radicals, and I'm going to talk more about what a free radical is in just a moment, the LDL particle gets taken up by white blood cells called macrophages, and that's a word that just means big eaters. Then when the macrophage has taken up that damaged LDL particle, or maybe several particles, that accumulates in the deposition of material in the sides of the arteries. Initially, this stuff is soft and mushy, but eventually it hardens into life-threatening plaques. If you stop the damage of that LDL by free radicals, then the whole disease process of atherosclerosis is aborted.